The story you're about to hear includes an interview with Michael Lyles, who unexpectedly passed away this week. We're airing the story with his family's blessing. Florida voters are deciding whether a list of victims' rights should be added to the Constitution. That's what's promised in Amendment 6, known as Marcy's Law. Supporters say it balances out the rights of victims and the accused, while critics of Amendment 6 call it misleading. And a final note, the story contains descriptions of violence that some listeners may find too disturbing. It was March 23, 2017. Michael Lyles found his wife on the kitchen floor of their Jacksonville home.
He brutalized her. This man beat her with a golf club, if you can imagine.
Her face had been shattered.
Almost severed the ears that I used to whisper into.
Deborah Lyles was an elementary school music teacher, and this was actually the second time she was attacked at home by different people in a bizarre lightning strikes twice scenario. This time, she didn't survive.
I still find myself constantly reaching for her.
Lyles then became involved with the Justice Coalition, which provides services to victims and their families, leading the organization before he passed, and he was advocating for Amendment 6.
We have been so far through 18 hearings.
Court proceedings involving the man charged with killing Deborah Lyles.
Not one of them have we ever been notified.
Currently, the Florida Constitution says victims have the right to be informed, present, and heard when relevant at all crucial stages of criminal proceedings. But Amendment 6 would replace that with a lengthy list of rights, including accurate and timely notice of all public proceedings like pleas, trials, and sentencing, plus the right to be protected from the accused and for judges to consider the safety of victims and their family when setting bail. 11 rights total. Critics of the amendment say many of those rights are already in state law, but Lyle said from his experience, they're not being enforced.
That's the critical piece that makes it so important for it to be in the Constitution. Right now, in that particular set of circumstances, the response was, we're very sorry. That's not an acceptable answer when that kind of right has been trampled.
He wanted constitutional strength.
What is addressed in this amendment is that victims need to be provided consideration and dignity. Marcy's Law is basically saying we want equal rights, not superior rights.
Marcy's Law is named after a California victim, stalked and killed by her ex-boyfriend. A week after her death, her mother was confronted by her accused killer in the grocery store. She didn't know he had been released on bail. This prompted victims' rights to be added to California's constitution, and other states have followed. That's actually one reason Gainesville prosecutor Bill Cervone is against Amendment 6. He calls it a
concerted, well-funded personal agenda coming from folks from out of state.
And he says,
a most fundamental, I do not believe that it actually serves any real purpose that does not already exist in Florida law.
Which is where he believes these types of rights should stay. Lawmakers can tweak statutes every year, but the Constitution,
it is very difficult to change or amend or even repeal it.
He also argues the amendment would infringe on the rights of the accused to a fair trial and fair punishment. For one, it imposes 2- and 5-year limits on different types of appeals. Cervone says that's a very short time in the legal world, and overburdened appeals courts simply can't process cases fast enough.
And I will guarantee you that the legislature is never going to fund enough people at those levels to meet the potential demands those time frames would impose.
Overall, he thinks Marcy's Law tilts the balance too far in victims' favor.
The reason victims do not control a criminal prosecution is that prosecution must be emotionless, must consider all sides of the issue, including what you need to do to best punish the defendant while still best protecting society.
Amendment 6 also poses other questions to voters. Its passage would up the mandatory retirement age for judges from 70 to 75 and require judges to interpret laws themselves rather than rely on state agencies' interpretations of them. Unlike Cervone, 13 other current and former Florida prosecutors support Amendment 6, along with a bipartisan group of lawmakers. The amendment needs 60% approval to pass. Election Day is November 6. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.